Support for the following podcast is provided by the user experience specialists at Johns & Taylor. More information follows this episode.
What if there really is one weird trick that can shrink your waistline and fatten your wallet? I'm Joe Taylor Jr. This is Search and Replace. Probably seen all those internet ads promising that one weird trick can solve all your problems. And it turns out they're usually just selling placebo pills full of gelatin. Most of the time, the solution to a lot of things is a lot closer than you'd think. Jazz Glastra was trying to solve a math problem. What were she and her husband spending all their money on every month?
Essentially, we were not too far out of college and trying to get our lives together. And we just hadn't really prioritized how we were eating. And so we found ourselves going out to restaurants a lot or just picking up takeout or ordering a pizza, essentially doing a lot of anything but cooking, which is ironic because I love food and I care a lot about where my food comes from. But I think I just didn't realize at first how much we were buying our food retail as opposed to actually putting in the work and cooking it ourselves. And I believe it was actually when we started talking about getting married. We were just dating at the time, but we did an evaluation of our monthly budget, starting to talk about how to combine those, and were horrified to discover how much money we were spending on our food. It was by far the biggest part of our budget, way more than rent. And so that's how this all got started, is just that horrifying realization of how much it costs to eat out for dinner regularly.
So as young professionals, they dug into their numbers, discovering that a lot of their food spending was coming from meeting up with friends at restaurants or from picking up takeout after long days. So Jazz says she got sharper about planning their budget and their pantry.
So after we got over the shock of where we were, I think the first thing we did was set some goals around like what proportion of our food budget each month would go towards social eating out, special occasion, and what proportion we wanted to spend just on going to the grocery store and cooking our own food. And that definitely was an evolution because we had never really given it a good try of doing a weekly shopping list, planning our meals ahead of time, etc. So that evolved. But I think the biggest tactic that really made it doable was planning out our meals at the beginning of each week, usually on Sunday evenings, and then doing that weekly shopping trip so that we had everything in the house. And so you could come home, look at the list, see what we were supposed to have for dinner, and then just do it. There was no thinking, there was no decision making involved.
And while Jazz and her husband set goals around saving more money, they also noticed another side effect.
This was not part of our original plan, but it turns out that restaurants put a lot of fat and salt and sugar in their food, and that is why it tastes amazing. And that was not kind to our waistlines. So neither of us were really in a place where we were unhealthy, but we had definitely put on weight. And it just happened slowly over the course of a year or two. And when we started cooking everything, we naturally gravitated towards healthier recipes just because both of us, we both love fresh vegetables and we love lean meats, and you just don't cook the same way that a restaurant chef does. And so we actually, over the course of a couple of years, both lost about 15 or 20 pounds.
Planning out each week's menu also lets Jazz align her spending with other goals that are important to her.
I was involved professionally in sustainable agriculture and community food movements for several years. And so I've always really valued being able to get as much as we can from local farmers directly or at farmers markets, which is another way of direct shopping from the producers. That when we can't get things locally, we try to shop the organic sections at grocery stores. Most grocery stores have them now, even if it's not more of a specialty place like a Trader Joe's or a Whole Foods. And so that usually does mean that our food is a little bit more expensive. But because we vastly reduced how much we were going to restaurants, we were able to afford that. Having the amount of time that we do and being able to sit down together for a meal most nights is, I recognize, coming from a place of extreme privilege. So I don't want anyone to think that people should feel badly about doing what they have to do to get their family fed. But I hope that someone might take a little bit of inspiration from what happened to us. We made a really drastic change, but I think there are ways to integrate little bits and pieces of what we've done and improve life around the margins a little bit.
There's one more big result Jazz and her husband got from their shift, and it's one that those internet pills often promise but never quite deliver.
We've been able to find joy and comfort in the routine of making meals together over the process of a couple of hours of getting everything prepped and eaten and cleaned up. That is time when we're working together on something. We're talking about what happened during our day. We're maybe having a glass of wine. And so I think it's like, it has brought us together as a couple in a way that you don't get when you're just sitting across from one another at a restaurant. And you kind of think, okay, we already talked about what happened today, so now what? it's a new way to bond with your partner.
That's Jazz Glastra, who's worked with food and environmental nonprofits and now helps college students in Ohio chart meaningful career paths. We've got links to Jazz's profile and more food facts over on our website at searchandreplace.show. Search and Replace was produced by Nicole Hubbard with support from Christine Benton, Connie Evans, Amelia Lohman, April Smith, and executive producer Lori Taylor. Our theme music was composed by Alex Refire. I'm Joe Taylor Jr.
This has been a Podcast Taxi Radio production. Support for Search and Replace is provided by Johns & Taylor, user experience specialists serving media and technology companies that want their websites to work. Learn more about how top-performing businesses eliminate barriers between customers and their goals at www.makethewebsiteworkforme.com.